Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I hope it is food. I hope that it can be of help to you. Let's take a look here at the first reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter. Easter isn't a day. Easter is weeks. This is a time to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to love you more. I want to follow you more closely. Pray, seek his heart, because he has so much for all of us. If we would take the time and you say, you're too busy, well, then there's something wrong with your schedule. It could be too busy for a week. I could understand that. If you have a sick child or something of that nature, of course, that's what you should be taking care of. But what I'm saying is, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. The first thing is, what does God want of me today? And then take some time to sit before him, read the readings of the day, and ask him, Lord, is there anything you want me to know? I'm sure that just reading the Gospels would be enough in one sense, but there's so much teaching in the readings that can help us to draw closer to him, and I want you to be among them. So we take a look now at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verses 1 to 2, and then 22 to 29. These are long, so I'm not going to have much to say by the time we're done here, but listen with me carefully. Listen. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved. Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who is called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. Quote, the apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, Cilicia, of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us has upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey this same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from all unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. Brothers and sisters, everybody's getting all kinds of ideas of what it means. Well, we must have to do this, and we'll have to do that, and we'll have to do the other thing. But here comes one of the closest disciples telling them, don't be afraid. As long as you do these things that God has asked us to do, you will be fine. Because you know how it is. People push in their own little opinion. Oh, well, that must mean to include that, and whatever. And this was very, very difficult because this was the beginning of Catholicism. This is the beginning of the church. So open your hearts, brothers and sisters. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity, the nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless you, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. That means to revere, to honor, to obey. It's not fear in the sense of being trembling with anxiety. Psalm 67, O God, let all the nations praise you. And then the book of Revelation, chapter 21, says a lot to us, but we'll give you this portion of it. Chapter 21, verses 10 to 14, and then verses 22 to 23. The angel took me in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed and on which names were inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord, God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. Think of that. They were seeing so clearly, and some things become just so routine to us. Read the Gospels. See where people were and how they turned to him. And we read from the Gospel of John. I probably could talk to you for a week about this. But the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." You know, one of the things I don't do it every day, but I often do it, is when I'm reading the gospel or reading the whole section that we say at Mass, I say, "Lord, what do you want me to most pay attention to?" And it might just be a verse, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." That's a word for me. I want God so much to love through me and to wait for you and to care for you, even by this little program. What I want you to know is how dearly you're loved by God. Brothers and sisters, please listen to him. "Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me." So we are listening to the Father. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him. And then he goes on to say, and this is a quote from John, "I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." Remember, these are the words of Jesus. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you." Notice that. "I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. Brothers and sisters, Jesus tells us he will come back. He will save us if we follow him, if we obey him. We can have life everlasting. Please, I know we're not all saints, but there are things we could change one at a time. Take some little thing that you think, I probably shouldn't be saying that, and stop it. Just work on it till you stop it. Or you've read something that you were excited about. Does it lead you closer to Jesus? Or for something for your work? My goodness, brothers and sisters, we have the Word of God with us. And we have many books of explanation of the words of God. Take them one at a time. Read. Listen. And that's part of it. Don't just read, throw it down, and say, okay, I read it. No. Stop right there. Even close the Bible. Put a marker in it or something. But close the Bible and just say, Lord, show me what you want me to know from this passage. Show me the sentence that particularly touches me. Help me. And I don't say God's finger will come down out of heaven, but I do know that in some way he will answer to you how much he loves you. Might be something you actually hear on the radio. Might be something on TV. Brothers and sisters, listen. Because we are in a society that is going so fast, with so many burdens, with so many concerns, with so many phone calls, with so many things we have to do. And then we just collapse in bed at night. Take a look at your calendar. Don't just say yes to everything where you can. You might have a week or two in your business that you really have to give a lot of time to something. Just say, Jesus, be with me. Lead me and help me. And when you've done what you need to do, say, Lord, thank you for helping me. Please lead me, because I want to be your follower for as long as I live. Brothers and sisters, God hears you. He'll hear everything that you say to him or to the saint that you turn to, if you wish, but turn to God, most importantly. And ask the saint maybe that you're most interested in or pay attention to. Ask them, whatever that saint is, ask them to guide you and help you. And believe me, the Blessed Mother should be at the top of the list there. Ask her help. She's amazing. And she will be for you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.